This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from the loft overlooking the wintry countryside in Quincy, Michigan. The lead stories are wave of Ring surveillance hacks. Apple has new parental controls that just don't work. FTC is seeking injunction against Facebook and how its apps interact. I want to welcome you to episode 1410 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, December 12th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. We're not live tonight. I am doing the show from here from the loft. I'll talk a little bit about why here in a few minutes. But welcome to the show, and if you're a brand new listener, make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com, check out all the great content over there. Of course, get subscribed to the show and subscribe to the newsletter when you're on the website. And you can listen to this show, all of you can, on blueberry.com or on your smart home device by saying the keyword to launch that device and say play the podcast, Geek News Central. You can always join our chat room at geeknews.chat. Or our Slack channel, and even now our Discord channel. Those are all available for you. Jump on, interact with us. It'd be greatly appreciated. You can always contact me via email at geeknews@gmail.com or on Twitter at geeknews. You can always follow me on Facebook as well. Partner shows include, and these are all linked to geeknewscentral.com, the GNC Week in Review done by Kirk Corliss, the Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, the Pro Gear site written by my team, and of course the new media show hosted by myself and Mr. Rob Greenlee, and the podcast Legend Show. You can always pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/OhanaStore. And of course, this show is sponsored by the longest running continuous sponsor of podcasts. That's our good friends at GoDaddy.com. You can find all my deals again at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, whether it be a 99cent.com, whether it be a shared hosting account, managed WordPress site, you can get some great deals over there. These hosting accounts are absolutely fabulous. For just $1 a month for the first year, yes, for the first year, including a free domain name, you can get up online with a managed WordPress site or an economy hosting site. Of course, we've got a 30% discount code on the webpage as well, and we have the GoDaddy website builder for those of you that are business owners looking to get a 30-day free trial to reclaim and to rebuild your business site. All these deals and all my promo codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can cut the code or copy the code right on the website, use that at checkout, save that savings, or just click on the link and lock in the savings immediately. I want to thank our good friends at GoDaddy for being a continued sponsor here at geeknewscentral.com. And we need your help. We need your help in promoting GoDaddy as a sponsor of this show. Share these codes with your friends, family members, people that you know. Drop those links in places that will help the show grow and help the show continue to be sponsored by our good friends at GoDaddy. So it's anything you can do to help out. The sharing of the promo codes is always needed and wanted here at Geek News Central. And I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at the Geek News Central podcast. All right, everybody. Well, I'm going to just, you know, kind of get down with it. Monday and maybe even half a day Tuesday, I was just, I was done. I don't know what it was. You know what's kind of weird is I got food poisoning the week before in Columbus, and my gut really never kind of fully recovered, and I don't know if that was part of it or what, but oh man, it was bad. And then, you know, really I've been running on fumes this entire week, so I came back to the house this afternoon, and put in a full day, very busy day at, you know, doing meetings and emails and everything else. And I said, I'm just going to stay home and do the show from the loft. So that's why there's no video tonight. So, yeah, everything's cold iron in the studio. And I just basically said, hey, it's just easier to slap on the MixPre 6. It's right there on the desk. and record a show. So that's what I'm doing tonight. And audio only. I'll be back next Monday. Be in the studio on Monday with a regular, you know, live show. Doing a live show Saturday with a new media show. But sometimes it's just when you're on a, how should I say it, when you got your, you know, you've been beat up a little bit. You just got to listen to your body. And, but anyway, that's what's going on. So that way, that's why there was no show on Monday. And, but anything, everything's going good. No complaints other than that. But, you know, just a lot of stuff going on. Social media is, you know, people are kind of, you can see people are starting to take a little bit of vacations because all of a sudden the online discussions about podcasting is growing and questions are being asked and people planning stuff they're going to do during the holidays when they have some extra time. So, yeah, it's been a busy team for my team with the phone ringing off the hook, literally, and me basically being on the phone half the day. And, you know, I've been having an issue connecting sometimes with Verizon. I don't know if it's my phone or what's going on. It's driving me a little bit batty, but I've been doing a lot of Skype stuff too. So it's something's been weird with the phone systems here over the last couple of weeks. But anyway, that's what's going on. Hope everyone's doing well. I got a good lineup of stuff to talk about tonight in the show. And again, don't forget about our sponsor. And those of you that are insiders, you know, I've been seeing and insider donations and some single donations come in. It's greatly appreciated. It really, really is. So if you're thinking about supporting the show, this is a great time to jump on board at $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month at geeknewscentral.com/insider. So, you know, it was kind of interesting. I was going through the news and the tech news, and this Ring surveillance camera hacks are just seem to be lighting off all over the place, and bad actors are harassing folks for fun, and they're getting a lot more attention than they want. And it's some joker apparently harassed a little 8-year-old, talked to her over the camera. It's really thoroughly disgusting stuff, but Ring better get a handle on what's going on here, because there's apparently some well-known tools that allow these cameras to be easily accessed, and it seems to be increasing in what people are doing instead of people just probably observing. So, you know, I've got an issue right now with the Ring stuff, and I think maybe you should consider discontinuing the use of those for a little while and see if we can figure out if they're going to get those fixed. For sure, make sure that you're not using any type of credentials for that login that you're using anywhere else. I think that's super, super critical at this point with these cameras. Change your password anyway if you haven't in a while. So if you get a Ring doorbell or a Ring camera, and again, that's Nest. That was originally the Nest stuff. So be aware of that, okay? And anyway, we'll see what happens if this continues or if it starts to get shut down. So we'll keep advised on that over the time. But for now, you know, take those extra steps. Hey, Apple has a new parental control system on iOS. Well, its communication limit feature in iOS 13.3 has some bugs, and the kids are finding a way around it. So Apple confirmed to CNBC that it's working on fixes, but it's not a good look for a company that provides itself on security and privacy, especially when the bugs are in a feature designed in part to protect kids. And there is a way, a couple of ways to bypass communication limits, though they apparently only work if the phone's contacts are not stored on iCloud. And CNBC configured a communication limit so an iPhone wasn't supposed to be able to communicate with a number that wasn't already in the phone's address book, but it would. And they were able to bypass and do a couple of things. So Apple, I'm sure, will get on this in a hurry and get this fixed, but it doesn't really work. And bigger news that popped late today, the FTC is seeking an injunction against Facebook over how its apps interact. These are antitrust concerns, and they're basically, you know, what they're looking at here is how its products interact and what they allow other products to do that interact with them. So if this really comes to fruition, the action by the FTC would focus on Facebook's policies concerning how it integrates its apps or allows them to work with potential rivals. Alongside its core social network, Facebook key products also include, of course, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp. So this potential FTC action would likely seek to block Facebook from enforcing these policies on the grounds that they're anti-competitive. So an injunction could seek to bar Facebook from further integrating apps that federal regulators might look to unwind as part of potential future breakup of the company. So a majority of the 5-member FTC would need to seek an injunction, which the commission would need to file suit in federal court to obtain. The FTC declined to comment, so we may see something come on this in February. So their woes do not end. Wallop. Boy, if any of you out in Wallops Island, Virginia, or you're near that launch facility or that space facility, Rocket Lab has officially opened its new U.S. launch site for business today, and the U.S. Air Force will be flying from the complex. It's called Launch Complex 2, or LC-2. The new launch site for Rocket Lab's Electron booster is a seaside pad at the Mid-Atlantic Regional Spaceport. The facility is located at the NASA's Wallops Flight Facility and is the first U.S. launch site for Rocket Lab, which has flown 10 missions so far from its launch complex on the Maihai Peninsula of New Zealand's North Island, and 6 of those flights launched in 2019. They've got 10 they want to launch from Wallops in 2020. So any of you, and I know we've had a few listeners that are over real close to that, so additional fireworks for you guys to see as some launches happen through 2020. And these are relatively small lifts. They're capable of lifting up to a 500-pound satellite, which is not a lot of weight, but get them into space. Fingerprint unlocking seems to be just exploding everywhere. You know, it's not just for smartphones now. And, you know, we're seeing this happen on door locks and a whole bunch of functions. You know, fingerprint unlocking with its flaws, you know, sometimes you have to rub your finger, wipe your finger off, or, you know, I find it's hard to unlock a phone, you know, or especially a tablet that I have, an Android tablet, if I've been eating chips and I touch the sensor, it doesn't seem to work real well. But lots of stuff's happening here in this space, and lots of different types of locks are coming into, you know, even Master Lock last year had a fingerprint lock. So a lot of this stuff is available through Home Depot, and maybe something you want to look at as a potential Christmas present / home upgrade. But I'd love to hear your thoughts on these fingerprint locks, and you feel if they're safe. And I think they're doing pretty good, you know, as good as a regular key lock, right? Moving on here, Spotify has said that they're going to recommend podcasts even if you've never listened before. Now, free users can get picks based on topics, not listening habits. But if you're a user, they'll give you free picks based on listening habits. The feature is available for free to users in U.S., Canada, Great Britain, Brazil, Germany, Sweden, Australia, Mexico, Ireland, and New Zealand. And it's not surprising that Spotify continue to add new podcast hooks to its app. And so a lot of stuff going on there, and we'll see. But they're chasing those mighty ad dollars that many of these companies are doing, and we're supposed to hit $1 billion in advertising next year. Twitter is bringing back labels for U.S. election candidates. Anyone that's running for the Senate or the U.S. House will get a label on their Twitter listing that shows it is an official account and which particular seat that they're running for, so that you'll know whether or not it's the real deal. They're going to do these for federal elections only, not for your local states. But this is pretty cool that they're bringing back labels for U.S. election candidates, and they've done this in 2016 as well. So again, U.S. House, Senate, and also gubernatorial races. So just be aware. Hey, Chrome 79 is going to be coming out. It's going to continue to scan your passwords against public data breaches. So, you know, Google's password checking feature has slowly been spreading across Google's ecosystem. It started as a password checkup extension for desktop versions of Chrome, which would audit individual passwords, and we entered them, and several months later, it was integrated into every Google account. As an on-demand audit, you can run on all your saved passwords. Now, instead, a Chrome extension, password checkup, is being integrated into desktop and mobile versions of Chrome 79. So all of these password checkup features work for people who have their usernames and password combos saved in Chrome and have them synced to Google servers. They're going to look and see if your login and password are being used on any other sites, or not used, but compromised. So this is interesting that they're going to do that. And Google figures, since it has a big encrypted database, it might as well compare against a 4 billion strong public list of compromised usernames and passwords that have been exposed through various different hacks that have went out there. So it's kind of unnerving. It's, you know, your browser is going to start telling you, hey, your password's compromised here. You need to change it. And for goodness sakes, don't use the same password or same combination password anymore. We're way, way, way beyond that, folks. Or the FCC, they're proposing a $10 million fine on robocallers that spread misinformation on California politician. So a robocaller basically made 47,000 unlawful spoofed robocalls ahead of the California State Assembly primary election last year. The calls were placed over a two-day period and spoofed to appear as though they originated from Homeytel, which was a separate telemarketing company with ties to the candidate, and they basically spread some bad information, false. It was information that had already been investigated and disproven. So $10 million fine, beautiful. It's a beautiful thing when robocallers are fined, hopefully completely out of existence. How many of you use Vudu? I haven't used Vudu in a long, long time. You know, you can rent movies on Vudu. Vudu now lets you undo a movie rental within the first 30 minutes. That's awesome. You know, if you think about it, when you rent a movie and you're getting into it, you're like, this isn't so good. You can say, let's back out of this, and you can get your money back. I think that's awesome. So within 30 minutes of starting in the movie, you can back out and get your money back. I think that's a great, great feature. NASA has made a decision. They've picked the asteroid crater that its spacecraft will steal rocks from next summer. And remember this, the Rias Rex? And the Rias Rex has its target. They plan to scoop up a small batch of dirt from this asteroid. And the agency knows which part of the space rock it's going to steal from. And today, the space agency announced that one of its spacecrafts will attempt to grab some particles from a 20-meter-wide crater called Nightingale. Engineers picked the Nightingale site from four final candidate spots on Bennu, the asteroid that it's been trailing, arguing it could be the best place to find organic material and water on the asteroid that may hail from the earliest days of the solar system. And they say it's just got great scientific value. So we'll see. Targeting the crater is not without risk. The area is surrounded by a large wall of rocks, which could make it difficult to grab a sample. So they say that the area could have what they're looking for, and they hope the sample will provide a best snapshot of what the early solar system was like billions of years ago. And the robot tasked with grabbing and delivering these asteroid particles to our planet, of course, is the CyrusRex spacecraft. And we'll see. We'll see what happens here. This is exciting stuff. But X marks the spot. They know where they're going. And we'll see if they can keep from crashing it. They only get one shot at this. And so it's important for it. I don't know if they're good. Are they going to do the onboard processing of this material, or how is this going to go? I don't know how. I don't remember if the CyrusRex has got a path back to Earth or not. So anyway, they're just trying to come up with a plan here for sometime in the summer of 2020. They want 60 grams of material. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You can check it out. Exciting stuff. The Samsung, get this, they've said they have sold 1 million Galaxy Fold phones. With that disastrous launch and they've still sold 1 million phones, doesn't that tell you something? It tells you it can sell anything, right? Facebook has pledged $130 million for its content oversight board. This oversight board will trust and manage things like payroll and tax compliance. And they've been working to put together this oversight board. The initial investment is expected to cover the board's operating expenses for approximately 6 years or 2 3-year terms. It will pay for things like office space, staff, travel expenses. Facebook says it plans to continue funding the board's operation after those first 6 years. To make sure the funds are properly managed, Facebook created an oversight board trust that will ensure good governance and accountability, and will be tasked with things like administering payroll, ensuring tax compliance, and reviewing the board's annual budget. Facebook expects the trust to have at least 3 individual trustees, and Brown Brothers Harriman Trust Company of Delaware will serve as the corporate trustee. So, okay, how many employees is this going to take? It's just like a company in a company to oversee the company. Hulu is rewarding binge watchers with ad-free episodes. So you'll see perks once you're 3 episodes in. So if you're watching episodes back-to-back and it's deemed to bank on that with its advertising, they basically say they're rolling out this system designed for binge watchers, and the approach uses machine learning to predict when you're likely to marathon a show and then sends contextually relevant messages that acknowledge your viewing spree. When you reach 3 episodes, however, Hulu pulls out all the stops. It gives you an ad-free episode with an ad beforehand or a special offer from one of its sponsors. So, something will pop up and you'll have to sit through it and acknowledge and probably move on. But then the rest of the episode will be ad-free. GM made a bold claim today. They said that most Cadillacs will be electric by 2030, though the brand may still sell internal combustion versions. So this is big. So 2030 is when we'll start to see changes that year. That's the year Amazon wants to make half its shipments carbon neutral, and Microsoft promises a 75% reduction in carbon emissions. And of course, GM now has another promise, 2030, of all Cadillacs being electric if people are still buying Cadillacs in 2030, which I would think so. Now, Cadillac has made a few hybrid attempts like the CT6 plug-in, and early this year it released a teaser photo of its fully electric vehicle. While Cadillac doesn't have much to show yet, GM has made Cadillac its lead EV brand. GM is also working on electric trucks. And some of the brands are set near-term goals of 2025. An example, every Toyota and Lexus will have an electrified option as well. So more and more electric options coming to a car dealer near you. I'm sure at quite the premium that they always demand. Lyft is debuting something cool. They're debuting a car rental in Los Angeles and the San Francisco Bay Area. It's hoping that free drop-offs and unlimited mileage will win you over. So Lyft's rental services now exist as more than just an experiment. Again, these rentals are available for select users in LA and San Francisco Bay Area. The service relies on both tie-ins with Lyft's usual ride-sharing and the elimination of a typical rental headache. To start, you'll get a $20 in-ride credit each way for the trip to and from your rental. Lyft will also refuel your car for you at local market prices, and it offers unlimited mile and promises cars with Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and optional gear like car seats, ski racks, and tire chains. So they're going after this generation that don't have vehicles. Lyft to the rental car, and it's a Lyft rental car. Makes sense, right? We'll see how the prices are. That's what I want to see, how competitive the pricing is, because you probably will pay a premium on that, I would think. Bad news for Oracle today. Oracle shares moved 3% lower in extended trading. So earnings excluding certain items, 90 cents per share versus 88 cents per share as expected by analysis. Revenues of $9.61 billion versus $9.65 billion as expected by an analyst. Revenue grew only 0.5% on annualized basis in the second quarter, which ended November 30th. Revenues from Oracle's largest business segment, the cloud service and license support, came in at $6.81 billion, up 3% over a year. So slightly less than the $6.82 that they were expecting them to earn. So a little bit of bad news from Oracle. All right, so most of us have cut our cords, right? We've cut the cord. We don't have cable TV no more. And we're watching a lot of stuff that's available streaming. So there's a list of all the stuff for screen surfers, what you have watched in 2019, TV and movie search trends, and the stuff that you're looking out for. Family people, you're looking out for Toy Story 4, Lion King, thrillers, you're looking for Joker and IT Chapter 2. For action adventure, you're looking at Avengers Endgame and Captain Marvel. And then for TV shows, comedies, Dead to Me, The Boys. So a lot of this stuff I've never heard of or watched, especially on the TV show side. But those of you that are searching the internet for it, that's what you're looking for. Good news, The Expanse Season 4 premieres this week. So the spacefaring crew takes on a brand new mission in the much-anticipated fourth season of The Expanse on Amazon Prime on Friday, December 13th. So looking forward to checking that out on Amazon Prime. Blue Origin has sent kids postcards to space on a new Shepard launch. So a commercial rocket's brief trip to space to 65 miles up. Basically took a bunch of kids' postcards along for the ride. They'll get those postcards back, stamped, flown in space. The first mission was for their club, again, which to collect postcards from students around the world. And then they did some extra scientific stuff for NASA as well. So not too much details, but it's the ninth commercial payload mission for New Shepard. And the reusable rocket reached a max about 265 miles. And, of course, the New Shepard flight was the first since May. What else? It's a pretty good article. It talks about what they're doing with kids and so forth and some of the other stuff that they did with this launch. So I have the link up in the show notes for you to check out. A lot of people putting stuff up and back down from space. NASA says they found water just below the surface of Mars. Haven't we heard something like this before? They say the ice could be reached with a shovel. We know that taking water to Mars does not make a lot of sense. But researchers created the map of Martian surface, which shows where the water ice, so-called because of other chemical compounds it can freeze, is believed to be located. In some places, the ice is as little as 2.5 centimeters below the surface, making it easily accessible. And how did they find this? Did they say how they developed this, how they determined where this ice was? But apparently they're going to use this to provide SpaceX some ideas of maybe where they should go. All right, AirPods Pro versus Echo Buds. Now, it's all going to set you back $250. So which one to buy? Well, the AirPod Pro, quote unquote, had the best all-around review, whereas the Amazon Echo Bud is the better value. And it's often discounted as low as $99, so be aware of that. So anyway, a good review by the folks at CNET. Link will be up in the show notes for you to check out. There's an interesting article, too, about talking about quantum computing, how it's leaping ahead in 2019 with new power and speed. And they basically say it was a good year for these weird machines. And, of course, they're all in this big race right now. Google, Amazon, Microsoft, IBM. Apparently all made important advances in 2019 that could help bring computers governed by the weird law of atomic scale physics into your life in other ways. Of course, Google's declaration of quantum supremacy was the most headline-grabbing moment in the field. The achievement, more limited than the grand term might suggest, demonstrated that quantum computers could someday tackle computing problems beyond the reach of conventional classical computers. And what is that? What would that be? So anyway, the good article here talks about all the achievements that were made and some of the stuff that was done and played with and and talks about the future and what will quantum computers really do. And if you look at one of these things, that's how it's built. It, you know, it looks like a super accelerator almost, to be honest with you. An aftermarket remote start killed a man. So a man was killed by a Lexus car being remotely started, and he died from his injuries being crushed by an empty car accidentally started by remote. How does a car, if you're remote starting it, why would it move unless it was in park? The car rolled forward and he was pinned between the two vehicles. Bystanders tried to push them apart, but he did so. The car rolled forward and crushed him again. So that's some serious, that's horrible. He died of his injuries from trauma to his torso and legs. And Lexus says that they did not install remote start in cars in that particular model in 2002, so it was definitely aftermarket. And they're offering their support to the police department to figure out what happened and what's going on there. Google is bringing spam detection and verified business messaging to messages. So you'll know if you're texting with a real person. This is interesting. So these two features for its messages apps on Android are designed to help you weed out annoyances and know when you're texting with a real person. One of the features is spam detector for U.S. users, which first launched in select countries in January. If the message app detects a suspected spam message, Google says it will show you a warning where you confirm if the text is spam or not. The feature will be turned on automatically, but you get a notification once it rolls out. You'll also be able to report spam at any time. If you have spam detection turned on, Google will temporarily store the phone numbers for messages you receive from people who aren't in your contacts. This is to help it better identify spammers, but the company says the phone numbers won't be associated with individual users. I don't hardly ever get SMS spam. I shouldn't have said that. I probably will now. I get very, very little. To be quite frank, I get very, very, very little. Probably one of the most interesting articles for me today, though, is from TechCrunch. It talks about Interpreter. Google's real-time translator comes to mobile. And this is very, very exciting. And it'll act as an interpreter with 44 languages. Now, let me see if I can load the list. How many different languages is there? Arabic, Czech, Danish, Dutch, English, Filipino, Finnish, French, German, Greek, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Mandarin, Norwegian, Polish, Portuguese, Romanian, Russian, Slavic, Spanish, Swedish, Thai, Turkish, Ukrainian, and Vietnamese will now apparently work. Now, what's special? What do we need here? The feature works in tandem with a system. Say something like, hey, you know who, G-O-O-G-L, be my German translator, or hey, G-O-O-G-L, help me speak Thai. And the feature kicks in, offering up a real-time translated transcript and audio. The feature also offers some smart replies to help to keep the conversation going. So, interesting. We'll have to test this and see if this works. I have to find my tablet and give it a run. So, those of you that play around with this thing a little bit and see if it see what it does. All right, best Android apps of 2019 listed by CNET. TikTok number one. Glitch Video Effect, Google Stadia, Call of Duty Mobile, Disney Plus, give me a break, Google Maps, I agree, Ablo, I don't even know what that is. So anyway, those are the top apps of 2019 for Android, according to the folks at CNET. All right, that's going to bring me to the end of the regular programming. I got through this stuff fast today. Holy cow. Let me see. I got an email that came in. On a mission. I got an email from Michael. He said, hey, Todd, hearing you read about the man in Japan who called the cellular service 25,000 times reminds me of a time way back, very early 90s, before what we now know as the internet, definitely before broadband. I was working in construction, but had technology. Work had slowed so bad that we had to call in every morning to see if there was work for us. But the line was always busy, so I set up my computer modem to auto-dial repeatedly, planning to listen until I heard a human voice. I decided to go ahead and drive in and turned off the modem after I dozed off for a short period while waiting to hear a human. When I got to work, they were complaining about somebody that kept calling in and hanging up. I played dumb. No caller ID back then either. Keep up the good work of sharing your adventures and growth through your transition. Oh my God, you dialed work all day. No wonder they had nothing. They got no business. Got an email from Richard. He says, "Hey Todd, if you don't know, you all have access to MetroNet fiber in Michigan or in Columbus, Ohio. But if so, you need to get hooked up. We've been through a bunch of beep with Spectrum 3 years ago when it was Time Warner. It was perfect. Had 300 down, 100 something up, never had any problems. Fast forward 2 years ago, Spectrum bought out Time Warner and dropped everyone down to 100 down and roughly 20 up for $20 more on the month, but we lost half our channels on a TV plan and had to sign up for a bundle deal, which forced us into a home phone for $20 more. I finally got peeved off and dropped everything but internet for $64 a month and went into YouTube TV for TV. Mayor Jim Gray of Lexington had heard enough from Lexington residents. He wasn't having any of it. He held a news conference, announced a citywide deal with MetroNet, and said it was the last thing he does, he's going to run Spectrum out of town. It's been a very long wait. 2 years for them to saw fiber throughout the city. They're out of Chicago, I believe. We're finally MetroNet customers. I signed up for service as soon as they built a brick and mortar store near here. And boy, I'm glad I did. I now have a gigabit on upload and download for $12 cheaper than the Spectrum $52 a month. Look at these numbers, blazing fast. I can literally upload one of my drone videos in 4K in seconds. Stunning experience when you're so used to getting screwed by Spectrum. Always love the show, keep it up. Richard. So he shows me his upload. Let's see if I can bring this up. And I'll have to check. I don't think MetroNet is in my little town in Coldwater. But yeah, so you get some amazing speed. So I'm getting 321 meg down on the iPhone. And that's pretty amazing. It really, really is from a speed standpoint. So Richard, thanks for the word there. And on MetroNet, we just need more communities to step up to people and step up to Spectrum. I've knock on wood, I think it's been decent with Spectrum where I'm at. I've only had to reset the modem once so far, but it's a new install, so we'll see what happens out there. But anyway, thanks for your feedback. But everyone, thanks for being patient with me. I do appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the family here, being part of the Ohana. It is greatly appreciated. And again, thank you for your patience with me, but I'm going to get out of here. geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. And even though the studio is close, opted to stay home tonight and do it here. Not too echoey, considering this room is like 2,000 square feet of open space. But all right, everyone, we'll see you next time. We'll see you Monday live in the studio. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.